Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Queen's Table Podcast. I'm your host, Marissa J, and today we're going to talk a little bit about Jonathan Majors here in just a second, but I do kind of, sort of, I guess, have to address the submersible that went missing. Listen, guys, I don't want to report on this. This is above my pay grade. Like, the whole story is above my pay grade. I really just don't want to talk about it. I feel bad for the young man that was on the little submarine, because it was 19 years old, and that's very, 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 very young. And, you know, he was just going along with, you know, I mean, shit, if you was 19 years old, somebody paid a $250,000 ticket for you to do some shit, you would do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're adventurous or whatever, you would do it. But the rest of the men, grown as hell, they've, you know, lived a full and adventurous life. You know, they did all kinds of stuff or whatever. And I'm speaking past tense because their air has ran out. I don't think a lot of people realize just how far down in the ocean they are. If you don't know what's going on, a couple of people, just Google it, baby. Just Google it. Because I'm so sorry, but I really just don't want to talk about this. I don't want to talk about this. I don't know anybody. I don't even know people that would know people that would be able to. I don't mean to sound crass, but I don't know if many people would be. I don't think they really care. But I'm going to report, because it's in the news and that's what everybody's talking about. Listen, that submersible went down to go and see the Titanic, okay? That's what the whole thing, the submarine, is for. It's to give people trips to go down and see the Titanic, where it crashed. Well, not crashed, but like where it landed in the sea. Now, I'm unaware of why people just aren't okay with just being at home and getting clips from YouTube and putting it up on a projector and maybe get some noise canceling headphones or something, and it's like you there, it's like you right there. So I don't understand. This is, again, it's above my pay grade, so of course I'm not going to be able to understand why is it somebody would want to go and like physically go down there. And I was beginning to say this. I don't think people understand just how far away these people are. The site to where they were going to, it's the length of not one, but two Grand Canyons. Two of them bitches. It's far, far. It's very far. And like, there was a mission that some, not tourists or anybody, but like, I guess, I really don't know what the fuck to call them, aquamarine scientists or whatever, I don't know. But there were some people that went down there a while back, and they got stuck in a propeller. And they were only stuck for like 3 hours, but the dude that was in the capsule, he was like, yeah, I thought I was gonna die. Because like there's no AAA to come pull you out. You just there. So with the issues that this company has had, they also had a whistleblower come out a while ago. And it's not like this thing has been around for forever. It just started giving tours, I think it was like September of 2021. So yeah, but this guy came out and he was like, this isn't safe. People don't need to be on it. I was on it. We lost communications before we even got there. Like, this is bad. This is really bad. And they tried to stop him, but I don't really know. I guess you guys, and this would go for just about any type of vacation or, you know, special trip that you would do. Just do your research, please. Do your research. I mean, the easiest way to do research, Google reviews, Yelp reviews, you know what I'm saying? But like, obviously this isn't going to have like a Google review, but I don't understand why somebody would want to do something that's so experimental. I know one of the guys that was on the submersible and the little submarine capsule, he actually got shot up into space on one of Elon Musk's rockets or whatever. So I get it. It's adventurous. Yay. You know, I've explored space a little bit. Now I want to explore the sea a little bit. I get it. I understand. But you're not an astronaut. You're not a deep sea diver. Why would you want to do something so experimental? Like, I get it if it was like a life altering type of situation, but bro, you didn't really need to do all of that. Not for real, for real. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I guess people, I do things that people don't understand. People don't understand why I crochet. You know, a lot of folks, no, that's a, you know, wasting your time and whatnot. That's fine. You can believe that. And I guess it's fine that I can believe that this is kind of sort of silly. I'm sorry, but it, for me personally, it just is. Now, one of the passengers has a stepson. And his stepson had posted, like, first he posted, oh man, y'all pray for my family, prayer hands. And then, like, 15 minutes later, he's posting an OnlyFans girl. So it's like, and I get it. You know, devastating things happen. You be on social media, you be scrolling or whatever, and you're like, okay, I'm just gonna, you know, I'm gonna share this funny post or this thing that made me smile or whatever. I can understand that because that's some people's coping mechanisms. But an OnlyFans girl, and 15 minutes afterwards, first of all, why are you posting this OnlyFans girl? This girl is getting more money than you. Man, dude already came out. We'll get to this in a second. Dude already came out talking about, I don't have but $100 to my name. You have given this OnlyFans girl more fucking promotion over the last couple of days. And now she has more money than you do. Because you reposted it and then everybody started reporting on it. Well, not everybody, but a lot of people started reporting on it. Then he posted about going to, he was standing up right outside the Blink 182 concert. And it's like, okay, that's not saying don't go out and have fun and try to get your mind off of things or whatever. It's just maybe don't post it while your stepdaddy is still missing. At this point, he was missing. At this point, dude was missing, okay? And I really hate to be, you know, Debbie Downer, but it's 2:41 p.m. on Thursday, Central Time. They're out of air, so he's not missing anymore. And you posting OnlyFans girls and your concert that you attended. And it's like, okay, so Cardi B, I know, right? But Cardi B came out and she was like, this is really wild that you would post some shit like this. Like, you know, your stepdaddy missing. And he comes back out talking about, oh, this is a trash rapper. She needs to mind her business, blah, 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 blah. And it's like, okay, but you are the one that's posting about it. So when you post about shit, you leave the door open for others to comment on it. If you're not putting it out there in public, then yeah, like it would be no one's fucking business to take a picture of you at the Blink 182 concert having fun, you know, and then, oh, look at what this dude is doing. No, it's nobody's business. I get that. I understand that. But you the one that posted it, sir. You posted it. So what are people supposed to do? They're going to comment on it, of course. So to me, basically, it just looks like dude is maybe possibly celebrating his upcoming inheritance. Because, I mean, you're going to come out talking about, I don't even have that much money. I'm broke as shit. Yeah, my stepdaddy a billionaire, but I'm not. So it's not like, you know, blah, 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 blah. And it's like, okay, I get that. But also, when you're posting about it and you're letting the public know, and then you come out and confirm your financial problems It looked like you celebrating a little bit early, sir. It looked like you were celebrating. That's what it looked like. So, I don't know. Because you didn't hear nothing about nobody else's kids, nobody else's stepkids, nobody's cousins coming out doing nothing crazy. Except for this boy. And it's like, okay, so I don't know how old he is. He looks young, but not young as fuck. Like, he looks like an adult. He looks old enough to know better. So you old enough to know better, but you're not going to do better. Ain't nobody telling you, hey, man, maybe just be quiet until they find out. Like, ain't nobody. I don't know. Anyway, moving on. John DeMages then went to court and his lawyer turned over all kinds of evidence. And yeah, this man didn't do nothing. But also at the same time, a lot of people, and I think, I don't know. I really don't know. Y'all can go back and listen to the episode and let me know. I'm unaware. I'm not very sure if I called this girl out or not. Some fault does lie with her. I'm not saying that she's blameless. She's not blameless, okay? But the evidence was showing, you know, all kinds of stuff. They have the video evidence of the fight in the car. The driver was like, dude didn't yell at her at all. He never raised his voice to her, let alone a hand at all. So all of that was untrue. They got out, or he ended up getting out the car. She was trying to pull him back in the car enough to where she ripped his jacket, right? He left, dipped out, went to a hotel. She went to a club. They have hours and hours and hours of footage on her. She was playing with her phone. She was walking up the stairs with her right hand. Put her hair in a ponytail, all kinds of stuff. And it's like, okay, but if your finger was broken at that point in time, you would be screaming in pain. You would be. Have y'all ever broke a finger before? I have fractured, well, I'm not going to say too awful much, but I fractured a bone before. And that shit hurt like hell for weeks. So you wouldn't be at the club drinking and shaking hands with the DJ and doing all of this stuff if your finger was broken. The finger wasn't broke at that time. Plus, there's security footage from, you know, like other buildings that were around whenever the fight broke out into the street, whenever he was getting out the car or trying to anyway. And wasn't nothing broken or nothing. The driver of the car was not a direct employee of Jonathan Majors. That was like a car service. So he would have no reason to lie for Jonathan Majors. When Jonathan Majors got back to his penthouse apartment, the bedroom door was locked. He had to go and get the maintenance dude to open it up. Opened up the bedroom door, and both the maintenance dude and Jonathan Majors found the girl half naked and passed out in the closet. When the cops came, you know, Jonathan was already gone and everything. When the cops came and they were talking to her, that's when she noticed that something was wrong with her finger. She was like, oh shit, what's wrong with my finger? And they were like, who did it to you? Who did it to you? She said 19 times she had no idea how she had sustained those injuries. Now, up to this point, I say blameless. We have all been there. Girl, don't sit up here and try to act like you never went crazy on a dude. Don't act like you ain't never went crazy on a dude before. Okay, we all have been a little, and well, I'm crazy. You know what I'm saying? So like, okay, maybe she just super emotional. All right, fine. Fuck it, whatever. Cops ask you 19 times. You say you don't know how you sustained those injuries. She's telling them, I don't fucking know. Where the fault ends up lying with her is the cops were coaching her, and they've got body cam footage. The cops were coaching her on what to say. It's like, okay, the cops are coaching me on what to say So fuck it, I'm gonna say it. Maybe she was tired. Maybe she was like, whatever. Like, I'm just done. I'm ready for this to be done and over with. I just want them out of my face. Whatever. And then she said what she said. That's where the buck stops, honey. No. You learn how to grow some fucking balls. You were ballsy enough to grab this man and try and pull him back into the car enough to where you ripped his fucking jacket. You can't tell the cops, hey man, let me get to the fucking hospital before I start answering some fucking questions. I'm hurt. My shit's fucked up. I don't know what the fuck happened. I don't know if he did it to me or not, but right now I need to go to the fucking hospital. Why y'all bothering me right now? My finger broke. I need to go get this shit taken care of. You're dealing with a high profile celebrity. If you honest to God had no idea how those injuries had gotten on you, one of the first things that you should have done is said, I need to talk to a lawyer first. Because I feel like y'all are trying to coach me somewhere. I need to talk to a lawyer first. Get in touch with his team. Hey, I don't know what the fuck happened, but something happened. When you're dealing with high profile people, you can't just act like a regular schmegular person. I'm sorry, but that's the way it is. They operate in a completely different space. A completely different way. They met on the set of Ant-Man. She knows this about him. But instead of telling the cops, hey, yo, wait, or telling the growing some balls, or let me stop saying growing balls, because balls are like hella fucking sensitive. They are very sensitive. So instead of, womaning up and just saying, hey, man, I don't fucking know. I'm not finna lie. I'm not finna say this shit because I don't know. If you would have just, I don't fucking know, kept to your original story, none of this shit would have happened. But you let them run over on you. And now look at what the fuck happens. Maybe don't date a high profile celebrity, especially if you are emotional as fuck, if you don't know what the fuck you're doing. And Jonathan Majors should have contacted his PR team immediately. Immediately. Hey, girl done went psycho. Like, I don't know what the fuck going on, but I need somebody to take care of this. She was, whatever. And it's like, yeah, okay, of course he didn't know that that was going to happen to him. But honey, you are John the Majors. You should have known. I'm sorry, sir, but you should have known. Call your PR team. They working a little bit too late with Megan Good and all of this shit. You should have called your PR team, baby. That should have been the first thing. I didn't want to report on either one of these stories. I didn't want to talk about either one of these stories. But that's all that's in the news right now. They ain't saying nothing else about these aliens. And nobody's saying nothing else about the aliens except for Jonathan or JFK's. No, RFK. I think it's Robert Kennedy that's running for president. Except for him. He's the only one that's talking about aliens. The only thing that he's saying is, if you elect me president, I'm going to tell you guys about the aliens first day. Like, come on, man. That's all that's in the fucking news. I'm sorry. Ain't shit else to report on. This didn't have to be a current events episode, but I was really waiting for the John the Majors information to come out. And kind of sort of the information about the submersible, because, they were supposed to run out of air this morning. And honestly, I really felt like they were going to find them. They said that they heard knocking, like banging sounds in 30 minute intervals, but they couldn't find out where it was coming from. I'm sitting here going, first of all, what makes you even think that that was them? The ocean is loud as fuck. The ocean is loud as fuck. There are fish in the fucking ocean that can make sounds that are louder than a fucking freight train. How the hell did you manage to, that far deep in the ocean? That far deep. That's fucking wild, bro. When you that far deep into the ocean, that's when you come across like crazy ass creatures like krakens and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know Krakens ain't real, but like, well, wait, aren't Kraken, like, there's like a, what's that big ass squid? What's that? I think it's a squid. I don't know, but there's definitely big ass animals that could have just opened up their mouth to talk to somebody else and accidentally sucked that thing up. Who knows? I don't fucking know. But it's a sad ass story. All of these stories are just sad ass stories. All the way around. It's just sad. But anyway, that's all I got for y'all today. Bye.